And now, more great audio from EdgeX.com.
But Charlie's been struggling as of late. He's 9-10 right now. So if you remember, before the second half of the Major League season started, I performed the exorcism on John Smoltz, and he proceeded to win 5 out of the next 6. Well, before 7 o'clock this morning, I will reach into my bag of tricks once again, and with the same magic, I will remove the curse from Charlie's left-hand arm, just like I did from John Smoltz. Sports exorcism. 7 o'clock. Be there. I'm Major Tom, and that's Power Sports.
Weather.
It's going to be partly sunny and hot with a 20% chance of afternoon showers. 95 today's high. Continued partly cloudy tonight. 75 the low on Thursday. Partly cloudy chance of showers and a high of 92. Right now it's 72 in Kennesaw, 73 in America's Olympic City. I'm Rob Kessler.
6 o'clock now in the Breakfast Club. Zell's cutting salaries while Maynard's smoking cigars with Fidel.
That's why you deserve money for nothing on Now WAPW Atlanta.
Power. 99.
Power 99, what's up?
Yes, sir. I'd like to request a song if I could.
Yeah, you could.
Very. All right, The Word Up by Cameo.
You got it. What's your name?
James Lawson. I got a big accounting test today, and I need something to get me going.
You going
to
be a CPA?
Trying to.
How much does one of those people make?
Pardon me?
How much does a CPA make?
Starting out about $40,000.
That's not bad.
No.
A lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
All right, later.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Ow. Power 99. 9 minutes after there was one time that everybody's going around going, ow. How old is that song, Les? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm too young to remember that, Rick.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, fine. 9 minutes after 6, 6:09, just got up. It's going to be the same thing you've seen here for the last month or two. Partly sunny, high of 95, 73 right now in the Breakfast Club. Coming up at 7 o'clock, guy who makes glasses for dogs, Wade Atterbury.
And we have an address, too, if you'd like to order some shades.
But problem is keeping them on, you know, as long as you know. Once the biscuit's gone, you know, they just flip the glasses off.
Well, I want to know how you fit the dog, you know. I mean, I think if I had a dog, my dog would only wear Ray-Bans.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And if it's prescription, I mean, do they go this one or this one? This one or this one?
Our nuts of the world at 7.
And then James Best from the Dukes of Hazzard. It turns out, I didn't even know who he was. He's the sheriff. He was the cousin or something of Boss Hogg.
Yeah, somebody called and told us that.
He was the guy who always went yee, 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 before the car crashed into a wall or something. He's coming up this morning. I'm sure you're excited about that.
We have some really weird tidbits this morning. Decline in sales of men's suits. January through May of 91, 9%. Have you bought a suit lately?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I did. I had to buy one finally. Average executive pay raise in 1990, 5.9%. You can tell we're having a bad year this year. It's dropped to 5.2%.
Average price of a commercial on ABC TV newscast, I didn't realize it was this much, $18,125.
One spot, that's the highest one. NBC's $15,000, CBS's $14,000, and CNN is $1,254. It's way down because remember during the war it was $20,000 to get a spot on CNN. Remember that? It's a lot of money.
What's really incredible is Super Bowl time. It's over $300,000 for like a 30-second commercial.
See what else is going on here. Percentage of school children using steroids to improve their appearance.
What?
This is scary. 6%. And percentage of children using steroids under the age of 15 to improve their appearance. 2%. Doesn't that make your face all, like, puffy and stuff? What's so appealing about that?
Pump you up, yes.
It bumps you up.
Thanks, Phil.
President Bush is going on vacation. He's going on vacation end of this week, probably going to Camp David and everything. Here are the five things President Bush is, we didn't write this, so I'm not going to take any credit for it. Unless you laugh, then in that case, call us up and we'll say we wrote the whole thing. It's top five things President Bush is planning to do during his vacation this year.
Okay, at number 5, clean the White House garage and sell all the old stuff the Reagans left.
Number 4, play in the World Leaders Softball League.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Of course, the third thing he plans to do on his vacation, figure out who the hell Pee Wee Herman is.
What the hell is that shit?
Number 2 thing he's going to do during vacation is load up. Actually, the sound effects are funnier than the material. Number 2, load up a station wagon and drive to Yellowstone.
And of course,
ever seen such cruelty?
The number 1 thing President Bush is planning to do during his vacation is grow a beard.
A beautiful.
beautiful heiress has been kidnapped.
Go West at Windy Hill. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
That was a hellacious storm yesterday. It was a real small one. We were sitting at Chili's up in on Roswell Road and 120. And that thing was blowing hail and stuff down. I thought it was all over. The restaurant was leaking.
I thought it was the scene from Wizard of Oz for a second.
Yeah, it was incredible.
It was wild.
It was really incredible. I went out and bought these $10 battery-operated voltage lights. You know the ones you put along the sidewalk in your house?
Uh-huh.
Spent a lot of time putting them there, all blown all over the lawn and everything. So now I have to go back to Home Depot. So.
Hey, by the way, my stockbroker said...
Your stockbroker?
Well, he's a friend of mine. Said that Home Depot...
Yeah, you know why?
Big time.
I feel really bad for Builders Square folks,
yes.
But you know what the guy at Builders Square said this. The president of Builders Square said it's real tough to make it in Atlanta as a builder supplier if your name is not Home Depot.
That's true.
What do you think the reason? You think it's because they got so many locations? Is that what it is?
Location and it's nationally.
And the prices.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like a commercial here. No, but it's true. It's true.
Actually,
though.
Rick, you do something.
Yeah. Well, anyway. You know, domestic thing. I go in there and buy Heimers and stuff like that. It's 16 past 6. It says sunny today, but I wouldn't be surprised if we had another storm. Hive 96.
Money for nothing. We're going to play now. Caller 15, 741-0997.
Power 99, Kathy Dennis at 20 after 6, 620. High today, 95, 96, sunny, they say, but good chance of showers this afternoon, and 74 right now. Real sticky outside again. It's Power 99, Rick and Leslie.
Pam Alterman in Chambly. What radio station is Summer Listening headquarters?
Power 99.
All right, bam, way to go. It's time to play Money for Nothing. Really easy questions about Power 99 that will score you $100 in cash.
Okay, Pam, the question is, where are we on the dial? What is our frequency on the dial?
99.7.
$100!
Holy cow, this is great!
Holy heifer, you got it!
Ooh!
What a way to wake up in the morning!
$100!
Oh, that's super! That easy, huh?
That's money for nothing.
All right, that was well worth it.
Great way to wake up, huh, Pam?
Oh, yeah. Makes it almost worth getting up at 6:30 in the morning.
You have a digital radio there on your coffee table?
No, I've got a radio that doesn't even have a light on it.
So you did that from memory. Wow.
Absolutely.
Pam, number one in music and fun.
Power 99.
Good morning. It's 6:25. It's 73 degrees. I'm Rob Kessler with a Power 99 news update. A federal court has delayed Georgia's parental permission abortion law.
I'm Major Tom in Power Sports. A lots of thunder and a lots of heat, and I'm not talking about the weather.
We may have some thunder today along with the heat. The afternoon high, 95.
Only one wreck to put in your way. It's up in North Fulton County, Roswell Road at Pitts. Other than that, 75 is checking out fine, both north and southbound, and the perimeter looks good all the way around. The Goodyear Bluff is coming soon. Get a free ride when you purchase selected tires at a participating Goodyear retailer. Hurry, ticket quantities are limited. I'm Reggie B with an instant power traffic check.
Dude, check out that new Jeep.
Yeah, dude.
Your name? Oh my, he's definitely going to have to sit up front.
Go back to school with Bridges Great Outdoors for Men and Women and register for your chance to win a 91 Jeep Wrangler. No purchase necessary to win. See entry form in store for details.
Power 99 News Time, 6:29. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted a request from Planned Parenthood to delay the implementation of Georgia's abortion notification law.
Weather.
It's going to be a partly sunny day with a chance of afternoon showers, 95 to high. Partly cloudy tonight, 75 our low. Partly cloudy on Thursday with a 40% chance of afternoon rain, 92 to high. Right now it's 72 in Morrow, 73 in America's Olympic City. I'm Rob Kessler.
Breakfast Club in the morning. Power 99.
Today's word is
industry.
Industry is where you find dust balls.
Industry.
If you don't believe me, look it up.
Power 99, 638, 22 minutes before 7 o'clock. Money for nothing coming up again in just a little while. I had a $100 winner just moments ago. We asked her what the frequency of the radio station was, and mm-hmm. she said quite often, and she won.
Pam Alterman over in Chambly. Good job, Pam.
All right, it's going to be hot today. High of 95, 73 right now. Real sticky outside. 400 looks like it's shaping up. Did you notice that on the way in? I was coming down 400, and I saw the bridge going over by Northside Hospital. Pretty soon it's going to be a 10-minute ride.
Of course, I can't take my shortcut to Lenox Mall now.
You have to stop at Phipps first. I'm sure that's going to break your heart. All right, time for the horoscopes.
Aries, watch health and vitality level. Choice must be made regarding insurance and liability picture.
Achieve respite from hard labor today.
Aquarius, splendid time to negotiate, not capitulate. Success that increases comes more quickly than expected.
Pee-wee got charged with capitulation, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay, Pisces, spark rekindles.
Now he will recapitulate.
That's what it was. Spark rekindles the old flame. You accept personal challenge. It shows real talent for creative inspiration of the others.
20 before 7, happy birthday to Alberto Salazar, 33, from Havana, Cuba. Happy birthday to Garrison Keillor. B.J. Thomas is 49. Stan Freberg is 65. It's the opening day of the Nevada State Fair at Reno. It's also the day that President Bush started putting together the troops that were sent over to Saudi Arabia with the Gulf War. President Reagan, back in this day in 1987, was caught up in the Iran-Contra affair with his pal Bush. In 1985, on this day, Ted Turner bought the MGM United Artists right to Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I ain't birthing no babies or something like that.
You know that's right, Scarlett.
And the biggest event here on the Power 99 birthday calendar today, Miss Crustacean Hermit Crab Beauty Pageant. To determine the most beautiful tree crab and fastest tree crab on Earth, it takes place in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Last year was tragic.
Was it?
Last year was horrible. I mean, it was a nightmare. They almost didn't decide to put it on this year because of what happened last year.
Well, let's roll a videotape of last year.
Welcome back to the 1991 Miss Crustacean Hermit Crab Beauty Pageant.
And from the accounting firm of Crab, Finn, and Dorsal, our winner is Miss Oceania. There she goes, Miss Crustacean Hermit Crab Beauty Pageant. Isn't she lovely? With the long legs and little antenna things coming out of her head. Take your walk of glory, Miss Oceania, and congratulations.
Hey, Marty.
Yes, sir?
Miss Oceania looks delicious.
Oh, no,
hey, come here, babe. Marty, get the lemon and the nice hot butter. I feel like Jeffrey Dahmer.
I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I am the Walrus. Goo goo gajoob. The Power 99 Breakfast Club.
This weather bulletin just in. With sweltering days ahead, ABC Daytime asks you to take the following precautions during General Hospital's summer to watch.
I said so.
Oh, yeah.
It's a quarter before 7 at Power 99. Hello. High today, 95, 73 right now, real hot. And they say sunny, but I think there's going to be some more thunder showers. We had some really bad storms yesterday. Little ones, but they were tough. What, Don?
No, I just heard you ask Leslie a question before we went on, and I didn't know if you needed help with that.
No, I just have this song, new song coming up by the Scorpions, and I...
Oh, well, you asked if she knew anything about
the Scorpions, the group. Yeah.
I was just going to provide you with the fact they have little stinger things, and you shouldn't go near them. If you find one in your boot, you should squish
it. Okay, Don. General Hospital all week on the Breakfast Club. Here's our trivia question. You can qualify for that trip to L.A. Bill Eckert hired that lovable Irish rascal, Finian O'Toole. What is Finian's job? I'll take caller 15 at 741-0997.
He's aroused about. I don't know. What?
They ne'er do well.
I got a brand new song. This is a group called the Scorpions, and this is Wind of Change. Kind of appropriate after the meeting over there in the Soviet Union between Bush and Gorbachev on Power 99. Power 99. That is the Scorpions' Wind of Change. Just want to play that for you because I thought it was a really good song. Did you like it? Just tap on your radio twice if you like it, once if you don't. Okay. It's 11 before 7. Thanks a lot. And you knocked over your little statue on the dashboard. It's 11 before 7 of Power 99. Time for General Hospital Tricky Trivia.
Yeah, you want to make this your summer to watch on General Hospital. Bill Eckert hired a lovable Irish rascal, Finian O'Toole. What is Finian's job? Give me the answer.
He's
is a majordomo or live-in nanny for Sly.
That's right. Who is this?
This is Robin Williams.
Okay, Robin, we've got the general hospital scrub shirt and beach towel, and you're going to be part of our Free For All Friday this Friday.
Oh, great.
You might win that trip to Los Angeles.
Okay.
Nanu, nanu.
Nanu.
Hold on. Hi, who's this?
That's David.
Okay, and you knew the answer, too. You want to go be on that set of General Hospital?
Yeah.
All right, you're in on the drawing.
All right.
It'll be this Friday.
Okay.
Number one in music and fun.
Hour 99.
You're unbelievable.
Good morning. At 6:54, it's 73 degrees. I'm Rob Kessler with a Power 99 news update. Governor Zell Miller will take to the tube later this month.
I'm Major Tom in Power Sports. Coming up next, removing the demons from Charlie Lee Brandt's arm.
It's going to be partly sunny and hot. The afternoon high, 95.
We're getting reports of an accident with injuries in Little Five Points, North Highland at Elizabeth.
And I have a feeling that the demons that I exercised from John Smoltz's arm may have worked their way into Charlie Lee Brandt's arm. So let's now summon all the powers that I can.
Out. Out! Get out!
Gross.